Tonight's shiur, Simen Samach Aleph, Se'if Yud Beis through Se'if Chaf. Se'if Yud Beis. Hashem Hu Ha'elokim, She'omim Aso B'yom Kippur B'tfilas Ne'ilah, She'er Pa'omim, we say this by Ne'ilah Yom Kippur 7 times, Minig Kashahu, that's okay. Shema, you can't say more than once. But Hashem Hu Elokim, you could say 7 times. Ramah Yesh Oimim Sheyesh Lizor Shlolanos Al Shum Bracha Shtei Pamim Amen. Some say one should not answer Amen twice to a bracha because it also looks like two Rishuyos. Mishter Bur Sif Katan Chav Zayin Minik Kashahu. It's a fine minik to say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times. Shemeshabchin LeBori Yisparach Shedor LeMalam Yishiv Rikiyim. It's a praise to the Creator. May He be blessed, who dwells above the 7 Rikiyah, the 7 heavens. Gamatzinu Bekra, we actually find in the Pasuk, Shtei Pa'amim, a repetition of twice Hashem Elokim, Gabi Eliyahu, with the Ma'aseh Elyonavi, after the showdown with the Nevi'ei Habal. So there you find Hashem Elokim twice. Umasha Oimim Shalosh Pa'amim, Baruch Shem, Kavom Achusor Lomved, with the 3 times we say Baruch Shem, B'Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, Gam Kippur, that's also okay. The only problem with Shtei Rishuyos we have is with Shema, Shu'ikr Kabbalos Ol Machashmayim, which is the basic essence of Kabbalos Ol Machashmayim. V'kimen Shekibol of Ol Machashmayim Pamachas, once he's accepted upon himself the yoke of Hashem's kingdom once, Ein Chashash Pamiris Baruch Shem Kvom Achusor Olam Ve'ed Yosim Pamachas, then we don't care if he repeats Baruch Shem more than once. To Koyal Pasuk Shema Yisrael, it's going back on Shema, V'lekamando Asimiti, no one is going to make any mistakes. He says over here that the point of the 7 times is a Shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who dwells above the 7 Rekiah. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, it's brought a different reason, to Malav the Shechina, that's ascending up the from here to the 7, above the 7 Rekiah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavchet, Shtei Fa'amim Amen. The Ramah says you probably shouldn't say Amen twice either. Yesh Omim, one should not say Amen twice on any bracha, because it shouldn't look like two Rishuyos. The Gamzeh Mechzik Hashtei Rishuyos, this also looks like two Rishuyos. But I am Magen Avram. If you look at Magen Avram, Shemeik Abadavir, he is lenient. Aval Achronim Hiskim L'Esav. But the Achronim agree not to be lenient. V'em Ho'oimer Amen V'Amen. But if he would put a Vav, Amen V'Amen, Shari, that's fine. K'dich Sev, like it says, Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen. V'ayin V'Pim Agadim Shekosav Dav Achash V'Zehavahu. If you look at Pim Agadim, he writes something new, and that is, there's three Gavni Amen. There's really 2 types of Amen. Echad, one type of Amen, Shani Ma'amin U'mechazek Shekein Hu Emes. I believe this and validate, this is true. V'Hasheni Shu Perish Al-Bakasha. The second is more like a request, or something to say, Sheye Amnu Hadvarim V'Yimole Mishaloseinu, that the words should be come to pass, and our request should be filled. Vim came bevracha sheish b'shnei anyonim. So if you have a bracha with 2 topics, al derech Moshe, for instance, Rifeinu Hashem v'nei Rafei, because Hashem is the Rofei Cholei Amo, Shaper Yeshlom Ashtei Pa'am Amen, then you can say Amen twice, because one is on the bakasha of Rifeinu, and one is on the shevach of Rofei Cholei. Vim nizdarim d'olanos ashnei d'varam, if there comes the opportunity to answer Amen in 2 different things, after the Amen Echad Yal Kanal Khan, maybe one Amen works for both. Vim Yomar Amen V'Amen, other say, but it's better to say Amen V'Amen. So if you hear 2 different brachas that end simultaneously, it's better to say Amen V'Amen. Se'if Yud Gimel. Achar Pasuk Rishon. After the first Pasuk of Shema, Tzarech Lomar, he should say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Lo'olam V'Ed B'Chashai. He should say Baruch Shem quietly. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavtes. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Lo'olam V'Ed V'Em Lo Omer. If he did not say it, Yesh Deos Bein HaPoskim, there's a disagreement among the Poskim. Im Machzirin Oso, if he has to go back, Ayin Magen Avram, Ayin Be'alocha, Lukim Magen Avram, Lukim Be'alocha. The Be'alocha quotes the Magen Avram, B'Shem the Shulta Giborim and the Bach, that one does not go back, but the Levush says he does go back. The Mishnah Berurah, he says in his Deity, the Din is with the Shulta Giborim and the Bach, that one does not have to go back for Baruch Shem. And he even has an idea at the very end, Lud Mestafina, that perhaps even the Levush would agree and has a different taitch in the Levush. Siv Katan Lamed, Bechashai, we say Baruch Shem quietly. Shekishe Karo Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashem Levanov. When Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashem said, Baruch Shem, B'kesh L'gaz L'hem Esekets, he wanted to reveal to them the end when Mashiach would come. Like it says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end. The Shechina left him, so the galoso did not allow him to reveal. And he said to his sons, maybe one of you isn't deserving for this information. They all said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They said Shema. So he opened and said, Baruch Shem Kavo Machuso L'olam Va'ed. He recited Baruch Shem. What are we supposed to do? Name ready to say Baruch Shem L'olam Moshe Moshe, but he didn't say it. It's not in the Torah. Lo name not to say it. Hami Yaakov Yaakov did say it. So the Chacham instituted to say it quietly, to remind us it's not from the parasha that's recorded in the Torah. Rak Yaakov Amor. Rather, Yaakov said it on his own.
So why do we say it loud on Yom Kippur?
So the notes have a long arichus in the different reasons why we say it loud on Yom Kippur, and the pasuk pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it because we're not on the Madrega, but Malachim do say it. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim, so now we can also say it out loud. So if you doubt it, Tzarech lahafzik ma'at bein le'olam va'ed leva'ahavta. One should pause a little bit between the conclusion of Baruch Shem Kavod Machus on va'ed and beginning via'ahavta. De'lahafzik bein kabbalas malchus shemayim l'shar mitzvos, to separate between the kabbalas malchus shemayim, which was Shema and Baruch Shem, and the other mitzvos. The Amos says, "V'yesh lahafzik b'pasuk rishon bein Yisrael laHashem u'bein Elokeinu laHashem Hasheni." That even in the pasuk of Shema, the Amos says, one should pause between Yisrael and Hashem, and between Elokeinu to Hashem Echad. K'dei shei nishma, so it's understood as if you're saying Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, ki Hashem shehu Elokeinu, hu Hashem Echad. V'yesh lahafzik ma'at bein echad le'baruch t'shlos, be a small pause between echad and baruch shem, ki ikur ki malchus shemayim v'pasuk rishon, because the shema is the ikur, so the ikur is shema. Then the next shlav, the next level is baruch shem, and then we start v'yahavta, so there's pauses between each. Mishtabur sifkan laman alef bein le'olam v'ed, between le'olam v'ed and v'yahavta, the Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Olam Ve'ed Gam Kein Bechlal Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, because Baruch Shem is also part of the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Akein Tzarech LaHamtin Achrav Ma'at, therefore one should wait a little bit after Baruch Shem before starting V'yahavta. Se'if Tezvav Tzarech LaHafzik Bein Hayom Al Levavecha U'Bin Hayom La'ava. When you say Hayom in the first and second parashios, one should pause. It shouldn't sound like Hayom alavavach and not tomorrow. Hayom la'ava and not tomorrow. So it's rather Hayom, always alavavach, and so on. Se'if tezayin. Tzarich lahafzik bein nishpa lashem, k'di lahatim yofa ha'ayin, shlot heinirus kehe. When you say nishpa, there should be a pause before you start the next word, because you have to really hear that ayin. It should not sound like an aleph. Sif yizayin. Tzarech lahat is zayin shel tizkeru, do lishtama tizkeru, o tizkeru. You have to pronounce that zayin of tizkeru. It shouldn't sound like tizkeru with a kuf or tizkeru with a chaf. V'havi ka'avod ha'masham shan al-manas l'kal pras, because then it sounds like you are only serving Hashem in order to get your sechat. V'chein sarich lahat is zayin shal uzichartem. And similarly, you don't want it to sound like uzichartem, it's uzichartem. Sif yudches, yadgish yud shal shema Yisrael, shlot hibola, v'shlot teira aleph. You should make sure that you pronounce the yud of Yisrael properly. It shouldn't be swallowed and sound like an aleph. And v'hayu, you should hear that yud of v'hayu, and shouldn't sound like v'hu. Mishtabur sifkan lama beis. Shlot hibala v'chulam. Hal shechonach noket v'hani psuki. The shechonach quotes specific psukim v'odim v'chol kriyeshma. The truth is, this is the whole kriyeshma. Yirish lo l'havli ha'oisius. You should make sure not to swallow the letters. V'l'hachlifim l'oisius acheris, and not to interchange them with other letters. Kigam. Pasuk v'yahavta v'goymer lo yeira'eh k'mo shekol v'yahavta. Make sure the vase is a vase and not a fey. Or levavcha, not levavcha. Or nafshecha, not navshecha. Modecha, not instead of Meodecha. One has to be careful to say Meodecha. You have to hear all the letters. Okay, Gavna, and in such a fashion, Bechol Kriyishma, throughout the Hoshma. Yizor the Kros Bemitun, one should be careful to read it deliberately, Kol Tev, Vatev, Ve'asma, each word by themselves. Well, the Hotzi is a Tev, Mepiv, Kehil Chasa, the word should come out of his mouth, Kahalocha. The Yushlamulo, Kolomach, Evarov, Idezen, that will be a completion of his 248 Evarim, Vechanal, Besifkan, Vav, like we said before, in Sifkan Vav. Make sure to pause between the chara and af. It shouldn't come out v'charaf to blaspheme. Seif chaf. Tzarich liten revach bein teva shirosu besoft kisof teva shalofneha. One should be careful to pause between a word that begins with the same letter that the previous word ended with. Kagon. Bechol levavcha. They both begin and end with lamed. Al levavchen. We have the lameds there again. Or bechol levavchen. Esev besadcha. Even though one is doggish and one is not, it's still both pases. Vavad tem mehera. You have the mems. Hakanaf besil. You have the phase. Eschem me'eretz. You have the mems. So all these cases, when one word ends in the letter and the next word begins with the same letter, one should pause slightly between the two. It shouldn't get swallowed together. It doesn't mean there's a true separation. But you have to read it in such a way that you clearly hear both lamed. But there has to be a makif between. The makif is like a hyphen. Kibelo makif, because without that, sarach likos b'chol b'cholom u'b'makif. With the makif, it's b'kamatz kol. Not that we're that good at differentiating a kol with a kamatz and kol with a cholom, but if you look, there is no nik, there's no trop on b'chol. It's connected with levavacha, and you do have to read them together. So you read them together, but with enough break between them that you don't swallow the lamed, that it sounds into one lamed.